This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
When investors decided the stock in one of the biggest names in artificial intelligence was going to plummet, it appears they were dead wrong. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. NVIDIA stock is surging, up 14% in pre-market trading now after the firm released better-than-expected quarterly results yesterday. The company is riding a wave of demand for its computer chips that are especially good at the intensive processing needed to train artificial intelligence systems. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
NVIDIA reported fourth quarter revenue of about $22 billion. That's up 265% from a year ago, much higher than analysts predicted. NVIDIA's CEO says demand for its chips is surging worldwide, outstripping supply and showing no signs of slowing. NVIDIA's biggest customers are tech giants like Microsoft, Meta, Amazon, and Google. They use NVIDIA chips to crunch data for the AI models they're developing. NVIDIA sales to China could have been higher, though. They were hit by new limits the Biden administration imposed on U.S. exports to China. NVIDIA developed chips just for the Chinese market that comply with those limits. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
In the 2 days leading up to these blockbuster results, many investors got the willies and had sold off NVIDIA stock. Sure, it was going to be a bust. The stock had fallen 8.5% over the last 2 days. Oh, well. A new poll from the nonprofit healthcare research group KFF finds that voters are laser-focused on economic concerns right now, and that reflection on this topic is not making them very happy. About two-thirds of voters rate the national economy as either not so good or poor. Among frustrations, the cost of everyday expenses, housing, and health care. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that.
Even though unemployment's low and the stock market's mostly been rising lately,
we find economic concerns really at the top of voters' lists, and health care costs playing a big role there.
KFF's Ashley Kurzinger says here's what people are most worried about being able to afford.
Unexpected medical bills? Also, just the general cost of healthcare services, families that have difficulty affording their bills each month. Two-thirds of them say they're worried that a medical or dental bill would put them in debt.
And even though inflation's moderating, some health-related costs are still rising a lot. Hospital, nursing home, and dental care are up 5 to 8% year over year. Non-prescription drugs are up more than 9%. Then there's health insurance, says Andrea Dukas at the Center for American Progress.
Premiums have continued to grow. We've seen deductibles increase really dramatically since the advent of high-deductible health plans.
The average worker's annual premium for employer-sponsored family health coverage rose more than 7.5% last year, according to KFF, to $6,575. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Thank you. there is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
U.S. carbon emissions fell. They declined by 1.8% in 2023, according to new data out this week from the Business Council for Sustainable Energy and Bloomberg. But as Marketplace's Henry Epp reports, there's still a long way to go to meet the climate goals of the U.S. and the world.
Most of the reduction in emissions is coming from one place, says David Victor, a professor of innovation and public policy at UC San Diego.
The power sector is doing almost all the work.
And it's been doing that by generating electricity with a different fossil fuel.
The really big impact has been gas competing with coal.
Gas has gotten really cheap, so power companies are burning it instead of coal. But renewables, especially solar, wind, and battery storage, are playing larger roles in our energy mix, too. And they're also not as expensive as they used to be, says Melissa Lott, a professor at Columbia University's Climate School.
It's also just economics. These technologies are cheap. These fuels are cheap. And so we're using more of them.
Policy decisions to use cleaner energy at the federal, state, and local levels are a factor, too, Lott says. Recent policies, including the Inflation Reduction Act, but older ones, too.
What we're seeing, I find really encouraging, in that actions we've taken over the last decade, we're starting to see the impacts of those things.
But power plant emissions are only one slice of the pie. The biggest slice is transportation, and emissions from cars, trucks, planes, and trains actually went up 0.5% last year.
There's an increase in flights, there's an increase in truck driving, but then also an increase in personal transport.
Sonia Carley is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. She says decarbonizing millions of personal vehicles is a lot harder than cutting emissions from the country's thousands of power plants.
If you think about all of the vehicle fleets, they're owned by so many more people. It's a much more decentralized kind of decision-making.
But even though transportation emissions rose closer to pre-pandemic levels, they did not reach them, the report found. Lisa Jacobson takes that as a win. She's president of the Business Council for Sustainable Energy, which co-sponsored the report.
And the fact that we didn't do that is a signal that we have more efficient vehicles and we have more electric vehicles on the market for consumers.
Getting even more of them on the road will take time and money, she says, but tax breaks and other policies are already spurring investment.
We can expect that investments we're making today are going to pay off in terms of emissions reductions into the future.
And we'll need to speed up those reductions, Jacobson says, to reach the country's goals and prevent the worst effects of climate change. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
And sales for non-meats have been falling. Beyond Meat is trying to reverse this with a new formulation. There's news it's launching patties and ground beef-ish particles with 60% less saturated fat and less salt. You'll see those on the shelves in the spring. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.